lectures now. Hmm? Lectures now, then we'll have arguments.
No, you leave the 100 times. Mark cutting by suture. You may remember length heart disease, 1 and 3, and length 2.
The 105th. The first one is not 1872.
105th. Anyway, the auspicious day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and then third birth anniversary. So, this is formal, and then third and fourth and first and second. It is done. It is eternal. Just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described Nitya Lila. Nitya Lila means it is going on. Just like just now, it is 11 o'clock. This 11 o'clock, and when it becomes 12 o'clock, no, it does not mean that 11 o'clock is past. 11 o'clock is existing somewhere. In India, it is 11 o'clock. And somewhere else it is 10 o'clock. And when in India it will be 12 o'clock, that 11 o'clock will be somewhere else. Therefore, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever you take, that is going. It is not that one is finished. That is material calculation. Material calculation, this body we have got. When this body will finish, it is finished forever. It will never come. Tathādehāntara-prāt. But in the spiritual world, there is no such thing as finished. Nitya-līlā, nitya-nupam. We have to understand that. In the material world, 1 minute lost, it is lost for you. Chanakya Pandit has given us instruction from the material point of view. Āyusha chanaya gopi nalabdha sarvabhuti vi. Sācet nirathapanga nita kānuhāni stato dhikā. Āyusha chanayako. Suppose I shall live 50 years or 100 years maximum. So out of that, one moment lost, it will be never returned. From our birth, when a child is born, we ask the parents, when the child is born, the parents said, this child was born in the morning, 10 o'clock. So, if the child is born at 10 o'clock, and I asking at 11 o'clock, this 1 hour life of the child lost. 11 o'clock means the child has already died 1 hour out of 100 years. So for Vaishnava, it is not like that. It is not like that. Na harnati hannamane sahi. This is material calculation. One hour lost, 2 hours lost. The body. Body is like, is transient, it is losing one moment, 1 hour. But spiritual life is different. Nitta sasatayam nahannati annamani sarire. So, as Krishna comes, yadadadahi dhanma saglani bhavati bharata tadatmanam siyama. Krishna is eternal, but still he appears. The same example, just like the sun is in the sky, but we see in the morning it appears, and the evening it returns. That is defectness of our eyes. Actually, the sun is always there. So similarly, Vaishnava, as Krishna comes, dadadadagi dharma saklani. Similarly, Vaishnava means the confidence and servant of Krishna. He also comes for some purpose by the order of the Master. So their life and Krishna's life is the same. There is no question of past, present, future, nitya. Nidda sasatayam na annati annamane chayu. So, tirobhav, avibhav, they are the same thing as the appearance and disappearance. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our master, spiritual master, he also came in this world to execute some mission of life or mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he executed it, and when it was required, he left this place and went to another place to do the same. Just that the sun rises at 6 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock, there is 6 o'clock in another place, and there is 8 o'clock in another place. It is going on, Nitya Leela. So, we have nothing to lament for disappearance. We should simply remember his activities. That is the matter. Vaishnava Kriyamudra Vikrina Bhuja. We cannot understand the activities of the Vaishnava. But they come, any Vaishnava comes for some particular mission. Prahlad Maharaj, he said, naiva tu vidhi para durottaya vaitaranya tad bija kaya maha amrita madana chitya suche tata vimukha chetasa maya sukhaya paramun bodho vimura. Prahlad Maharaj said, to Nishimhadev, my Lord, I have nothing to grieve, because wherever I shall sit down, glorifying your activities, I immediately began merge into the ocean of nectar. So I have nothing to grieve. But one thing, I am sorry, I am in grief for this Vimura. Vimura, Mura means rascal. And Bimura, particularly rascal. Every living being within this material world, they are Muras. Because they have forgotten their relationship with Krishna. Mura nāvi jānāti māmipa paramabhyam. This is Mura. All living entities, more or less, we are all Muras. Particularly Vimura, because there are different types of living entities, Jalajānam Lakhāni, Sāvara, Kavinshati, Kinvayur. 8,400,000 species of life. The evolution is going on. When we come to this stage of human form of life, here is a chance to get out of this evolutionary process. This is the chance. Asitim chaturāna caiva brahma jīva jāti. In the Padma Purāna, the evolutionary theory, not theory, it is fact. Darwin's evolutionary theory, maybe, but in the Vedic literature, the evolution theory is existing since very, very millions of years. It is not a crazy fellow's evolution theory, it is fact. So, in this evolutionary theory, we see that the bhavanam janunavanti, bhavanam sambhavanti, after many, many evolutions, millions and millions, we get this chance of human being to become human being. So in this human form of life, if we still remain a mura, then we are vimura. Vimura means, vi means vishesh. Here is a chance. And Krishna personally is giving his instruction to the human being. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam saraṇam vraja. This is a chance. But still, we are not accepting. There will be mura. And mura, the cats and dogs, they cannot understand. If we give instruction to the dog, my dear dog, chant Hare Krishna, not Krishna. But a human being, either he may be known to Krishna or not known to Krishna, he can be trained. Just like in your country, in Europe and America, they did not know even what Krishna was. But since we have started this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, you have become so many devotees of Krishna. That is possible. Because human, they can be trained. So, in spite of all these facilities for the human being, if he is not trained up to Krishna consciousness, then he is Bimura. He does not take the advantage. Namāra duṣkita namūrā. In this human form of life, he is classified as duṣkṛtino mūrā narādhamā māyā abhṛta jñāna. Is this? He must be either of these categories. So, things have degraded so low that in India they are asking what is God. This is Kali Yuga. In India, where Krishna comes personally, where Lord Ramchandra comes, where Lord Buddha comes, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, in that country, now young men are asking, what is God? This is Kali Yuga. So we should not remain vimura. We should become intelligent. And to make us intelligent, Krishna comes, Krishna's devotees come, some messenger comes, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is one of the messengers of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to preach Krishna consciousness. And not only he preached, but he trained up many disciples to preach this Krishna consciousness all over the world. So, by his grace, we are also endeavoring to do something. This is called parampara system. So we should take advantage of this Vaishnava mission. As Chaitanya Prahlad Maharaj said, they are very anxious. Vaishnava means paradukha dukhi. Kipam buddhicca stamaham pravarti. Paradukha dukhi. Vaishnava. Our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is Vaishnava, 100% Vaishnava, and he was paradukha dukhi. This is Vaishnava. He criticized Nirjana Bhajan. He has personally written one song, Man Tumi Kisher Vaishnava. Nirjanane ghare prasishara sare tabohari naam kevala koita. Manu tumi kishere vaishnava. This is a long song. Jarera pratishtha, sukarera vishtha. Vaishnava means he doesn't want any material profit or material opulence or material reputation. He doesn't want. This is joy. But in the material world, everyone is busy for three things: material profit, material reputation, love, puja, and material adoration. This is not Vaishnava's business. Vaishnava never cares for all these things. Vaishnava is always thinking how to do good to this suffering humanity. Lokanam hitakarinam, about six Goswamis, it is said, Nana shastra vichara naika nipunam, sat dharma samastha bhago. Lokanam hitakarinam tribhuvane mando saranyakasam. This is Vaishnava. Nana shastra vichara naika nipunam. In this shastra, everything is there. Just like Srila Rupa Goswami has given us Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. To understand what is bhakti, we have tried to translate it into English, the nectar of devotion. So, why? Rupa Goswami was the minister in the government of Hussain Shah, very opulent position. Takta turna vasai samandala patisami sada tuchhava बुद्ध्या दीन गणेश गौ करुणया गोपीन कंता दे डिजाइन दे हाई पोस्ट मिनिस्टर से एंजॉय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु फॉर पुशिंग ऑन एंड ऑन दिस कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस तप्ता तूर्ण शेष मंडल प्रतिशन सदा तुच्छ मुद्या दीन गणेश गौ करुणया गोपीन कंथास वैष्णव मीन्स फॉर दुख दे आर सिंपल थिंग देर आर सो मेनी पॉलिटिशियंस एंड ह्यूमैनिटेरियन एंड सो मेनी बट नोबडी knows how to do good to others. Nobody knows. They do not know. The real fact is, as Krishna explains himself, that asadna dhana puja dharma sasa parantava maha prapya nivartante mitu samsara vatmani. This is the real suffering of the humanity. Especially speak on humanity, because the human form of life, one can actually understand what is the position, what is the value of life. The value of life, one should understand that we are in the cycle of birth and death. Buddha, Buddha, pradiyate. One should take birth and again we die. Janma mitu jaram bhavi. Dukkha dosana darsana. So one should be intelligent to understand that I am eternal. I learned from Bhagavad Gita and Vedic literature that aham brahmasmi, I am eternal. Why I am dying? This is intelligence. This is intelligence. Otherwise, cats and dogs, a dog, a cat does not know why he is dying. Neither he knows that he is eternal. But a human being can take information from the Shastra that he is eternal and he does not die on the destruction of the body. Krishna is giving this information. This is our real unhappiness. Janma mitu jarabhai. But if we are kept in the darkness about this, and simply we become busy with some superficial things, which is bohirarthamana. Nate vidur sarthapate me Vishnu durasaya. It is durasaya. So all these leaders, the political leaders, they do not know what is the value of life. The durasa, with some hope which will never be fulfilled, they are busy with that. Therefore, a Vaishnava is paradukha dukkhi. He knows what is the real suffering of humanity and he tries to step sadharma samastha hope. Nana sastra vichara nahitam. Real sadharma. Dharma means occupation. Dharma does not mean that you believe in something. That is the description of the faith. Faith is divine thing. But real dharma means the occupational duty. It's like government law. Government law, if you go on the street, you find, keep to the left. There is no question of fair. You must keep on the left. Otherwise you are criminal. You will be punished. That is all. The real meaning is this. That dharma-sasa-bhagavat-prani, the laws given by God. That is the simple definition of dharma. So, if we don't accept the dharma, then he will be punished. That is stated in the Bible. Dharmasya asya paranta asadda dhana. If you have no faith in the words of God, manmanaha bhava manbhakta, madhaja jimana namaskuru. Krishna is saying, if you do not become devotee, if you do not think of Krishna, then you will not get Krishna. You remain continuously, birth after birth, forgetful of Krishna. And that is very dangerous. What is the danger? Nivartanti, mrityu samsara. Again, you will be in the cycle of birth and death, birth and death. Note that today you are Indian, you shall get the birth again as Indian. No. Today you may be Indian Prime Minister, tomorrow you may be a dog in some other country. They do not know this law. Pratita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimurātmā kartāṁ iti mannate. You are not independent. Nobody is independent. Today you may be something, tomorrow you may be something. But you must search out your real life. That is intelligence. That is intelligence. That intelligence is given by the Vaishnava. Therefore, Vaishnava has got a very, very great responsibility. My Guru, Guru Maharaj, pointed out, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura, Mantami Kisere Vaishnava, Patishthantare Nijjanara Ghare Tava Hari Naam Kiva. Formerly people used to know that if I take a mala and sit down in a secluded place, of course that is good, that is not bad. But the real business of Vaishnava is not for himself, but for others. Just like the example given by Vipusha, Nana Sastra Charani Kavibuno, Sadhana Samastapako, Lukana Hitakari, not personal Hitakari. Personal Hitakari is not high class Krishna. I shall become liberated, let me give up everything and sit down. Sometimes that is also good, but sometimes we take it to get cheap adoration from innocent family. That here is a Vaishnava, he sits down. No. My Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was not that type of Vaishnava. That is his special gift. He wanted every one of his disciples to go and preach the cult of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted it. Here we are in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's country, birthplace, we should remember. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, asked every Indian to take his mission. At least Bengalis should take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission? Hamara gaya guru haiya taro ei desh, jare da kotare kaho Krishna bodesh. Even if you cannot go outside, it doesn't matter. Wherever you are, either you are here in Namadeep or in Calcutta or in anywhere. You best become a guru. Don't remain a rascal. You become a guru. Now how can I become a guru? I am not very educated. No, you don't require to be very highly educated rascal. Simply repeat Krishna consciousness, as Krishna says. You become guru. Unfortunately, we don't care for Krishna's instruction. We are busy with this ism, that ism, that ism. So we should remember, I don't wish to get much time. That's the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He took the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction very seriously, and he wanted his disciple to do. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wanted that. And Bhakti Siddhanta, this Mahaprabhu, is meant for this purpose, to spread Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, as it was deserved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithivite ache jato navradishyam sadbhakta prajan. So the beginning is there. We are preaching all over the world, and you, my dear friends from Europe and America, you have taken this Krishna consciousness movement. Again, I shall repeat the same logic on the pangunya. Andha pangunya. Andha means blind, and pangu means lame. Both of them are useless. Andha cannot see, he cannot walk, and the lame man cannot walk. Andha can walk, but cannot see. And the lame man can see, but cannot walk. Now, let them both combine. So the whole world is suffering for want of Krishna consciousness and spiritual life. If American money and Indian culture mixed together, the whole world will be very good. That is my ambition. Take Indian culture and help with American money, the whole world will be happy. Andha Pongunya. If the Andha is taken on the shoulder, the Pongu is taken on the shoulder of the Andha, then the lame man can give direction. So actually, this logic is coming to be true, and there is now agitation. People are feeling the pressure of this movement. And in Europe, America, there is opposing party. But don't be afraid. Take this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously. It is not a national movement or some social movement. It is the movement to uplift the position of the whole human society. So that was the mission of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Somehow or other, we are taking it a little seriously. Let all the Americans, Indians, especially young men, don't misunderstand these Europeans and American CIA. Don't be mad, crazy fellow. They have taken Krishna consciousness. They have nothing to do with politics. You also, young man, you also join on the basis of Krishna consciousness and do something philanthropy for the whole humanity.